The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. I'm Steve Gill. The Republican primary for governor is getting brutal and bitter. You're seeing attack ads fling back and forth. Beth Harwell's attacking her opponents with one ad that features them as little children dressed up as, you know, a working construction guy. She's got Diane Black with a blonde wig and her glasses, and then Randy Boyd with his suit. But these are all young kids. You've got Diane Black and Randy Boyd both viciously attacking each other and Bill Lee. And Bill Lee's kind of using the tack of, I'm the only nice guy, vote for me. The bottom line is there is a lot of vitriol and bitterness that has been built in, baked in, to this primary process. And on August 2nd, the votes will be counted. Someone, one of these four, will win the Republican primary for governor. And then you've got Carl Dean sitting there waiting in the wings, has plenty of money, has some name recognition, has a more liberal record than any and all of the Republican potential nominees. But he's sitting back, and he's going to emerge completely unscathed, unbloodied, with no scars from his primary battle with the House Minority Leader, Fitzhugh. So what happens then? Can the Republicans come back together? Can they kiss and make up? Now, it's easy for the candidates to at least play nice. Again, there'll be some bitterness. There'll be some angry recriminations that will be discussed in back rooms. But for the most part, they're going to act like good sports, shake the hand of the winner, say something relatively nice, and endorse, presumably, whoever wins the primary battle. That's all well and good for the candidates themselves. But how do the people who've been putting up yard signs, battling their friends and maybe former friends on Facebook, the enemies that have been created during this bitter, bitter Republican primary, won't heal quickly. And yet there's only 90 days, approximately, until the November election. Early voting starts even sooner than that. Will people in the Republican ranks come behind whoever wins? Will the moderates that are backing the Beth Harwells and the more moderate Randy Boyd be willing to vote for and work for and donate to conservative nominee Diane Black or Bill Lee? If Diane Black or Bill Lee lose, will they support a Randy Boyd who they view as more moderate than their own candidates? Kissing and making up will be hard, and there's not much time to do it. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. We're back tomorrow.